guy's been such an earthly song. I heard a rumor from ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true. I got a message from the action man. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all I've needed love, so did the tales following. They're shrieking, but nothing is killing. Just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. But I'm hoping to kick if this planet is glowing on, 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 on. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. Tell myself I'll stay clean tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things. I've never done bad things. I never did anything out of the blue. Oh, I need an axe to break the ice. I wanna come down right now. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom. My mother says to get things done, you better not mess with Major Tom.
That's Linda McCrae and her banjo on her version of David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes. Yes, that's right, Bowie on a banjo. And that's from her new solo album, Going to the Well. The new recording actually came out of a house concert put on by fellow singer-songwriter Denny Gauthier in St. Thomas, Ontario, who suggested that Linda might like to record a few tracks in his studio. Well, what followed is a new stripped-down recording that really is just Linda McCrae singing alongside her guitar or banjo on solo versions of some recent Linda McCrae songs and some inspired covers. And there are also some lovely cameos in there too. To learn more about the new album, we're pleased to welcome Linda McCrae back to Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us today, Linda.
It's great to be here, Jan. Thank you so much for having me.
This must feel very special to you, because I don't think that when you hooked up with Denny to do this house concert, you were thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to knock off an album while I'm here too.
No, not at all. We were doing my husband James and I, he travels with me all the time. He manages me as well. We were doing some shows in Ontario, booking some shows, and we were looking for, we had a spare date, and you know, I just put something out on Facebook to see if anybody had any suggestions. And my friend Barry Payne from Rant Maggie Rant and Stringbone got in touch with me and said, oh, you should get in touch with Denny Gaucher. He's a really wonderful singer-songwriter, and he does a house concert once in a while at his house. So he gave me his contact information, and I got in touch with Denny, and lo and behold, he put on a house concert for us. And while we were there, he said, hey, why don't you come up and record a couple songs? I have a studio upstairs, so what the heck? So I ended up going up there, and we recorded about 6 songs that day. It was just me and the guitar or the banjo, and he sent me some mixes that he had done, and I was just blown away. It sounded really rich and full, especially in the stripped-down versions, of the songs. And for a long time, people that come out to the shows were always saying that they would love to have a CD, a recording that better represented what I do live instead of a studio produced record, with drums and the whole shebang. It just kind of came out pretty organically. And then another time we were heading out to, actually I was doing a Willie P. Bennett tribute, some shows that Barry Payne again had put together, and Denny was on the tour, and we ended up spending a couple more days at Denny's place while we were on that tour. And his family, he has this amazing family. They have 4 beautiful kids, he and his wife Angie, and we just had so much fun staying with them. So I ended up recording another 6 or 7 songs. Actually, there's 15 altogether, and we ended up choosing 11 of them, which was one track including a version that Denny and I did of a Willie P. Bennett song. He's singing the lead and I'm singing the harmony. It's kind of a duet. So yeah, it was a really lovely surprise, and one that just came about by accident, really.
Well, it sounds very special. I have to say, I love this, the serendipity of these things. You talk to Barry, he suggests Denny, you contact Denny, you end up setting up a house concert, suddenly you're recording together. And now you're like fast friends. And
yeah, it's very true. I mean, they've welcomed us like family. James and I just had an incredible time there. Every time we go there, and we're looking forward to seeing them again. They manufacture the CDs and everything as well. You produced, mastered it, manufactured it, and they also have a T-shirt business. So he's made a bunch of T-shirts for us, pressed a bunch of T-shirts for us as well. Which we're just getting up online now. I've been out on the road for the past two months, and then when I got home, I had a ton of stuff that's facing me that I have to get to take care of for the release of this record. So,
well, that's great. I knew Denny Gaucher was a great producer.
He
is. Didn't realize he also was a one-stop shop, which is wonderful.
He is.
That's great. So let's talk about the songs on the album. Mm-hmm. We started off with your version of David Bowie's "Ashes to Ashes," which is just phenomenal, because it's like, okay, that's a completely different song, because it's just you and the banjo.
Right.
Really simple. Heroes is on there as well. So there's two Bowie songs on the album. What made you want to cover these?
I actually, a couple of years back, my friend Doug Cox, who runs the Vancouver Island Music Festival, is a wonderful dobro and mandolin player. We've been playing together quite a bit over the last couple of years. He called me up out of the blue one day and said, hey, would you be interested in being part of a David Bowie band? And this was 8 months to a year before David had passed away. Turns out that our first show was about 3 weeks after he died. It was an incredible experience. We almost canceled it because we didn't want it to seem like we were just jumping on the bandwagon and taking advantage of the situation. But it turns out there were 8 of us. We had an 8-piece band with 5 singers that all chose specific David Bowie songs to cover. Ashes to Ashes and Heroes were 2 of my 5 choices. And I've been doing them in my shows, and people were going, oh, God, I want to buy that. You don't have a copy of that anywhere. So I ended up playing those songs when Denny and I were recording there. And lo and behold, they ended up on the album. So I'm really grateful to Doug for having asked me to be part of that band, because it was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had as a musician. It was just so fun, and his material was, we had no idea how complicated his material really was. It was some of the hardest stuff that all of us in the group had ever been involved in. So yeah, it was an incredible experience. I'm so grateful to have had that.
Well, you know, I love it, the fact that, you know, Ashes to Ashes is the first track on the new album. And
right.
It's the way it starts, you know, it really has that. It's like, okay, there's almost like a David Bowie Deliverance type thing starting here, you know. Maybe next you'll put a whole album together.
Well, and it was one of my favorite songs of his. I always just love that song. My daughter and I took her to see him in Vancouver. It was right at the time when that record came out. It was the Tubes and Peter Gabriel and then David Bowie. Just such an amazing show.
It definitely would be with the Tubes, Peter Gabriel, and David Bowie on the same bill.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I really came more from that realm of music. I got into folk music a lot later in life. So, you know, I grew up on the country music of my parents, Hank Williams Sr. and Patsy Cline and Lefty Frizzell and all those wonderful people. And then, you know, the Beatles, I discovered the Beatles and everything changed. And then I got into Led Zeppelin and, you know, a lot of the, well, more rock music. And then got into David Bowie and Peter Gabriel and the Tubes and all that kind of stuff. So I've really kind of run the gamut as far as my musical tastes go. And then I discovered the banjo and Gene Ritchie, and that kind of led me into an entirely new avenue of music. So yeah, it's been a really fun discovery.
In your Spirit of the West days, I mean, you were pretty out there in those days, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, and again, you know, we just lost Mitch Podolak, who, wonderful musical advocate. It's really sad, you know. He put on the very first Spirit of the West show I ever was involved in at the West End Cultural Center. And I guess that would have been in 89. And there were 14 acts that were all doing Stan Rogers songs. Everybody did two songs. I didn't know who Stan Rogers was at the time because I had been in this whole rock world and just, you know, that whole style of music had just kind of really slipped my, you know, the window of music that I'd had discovered throughout the years. So with Spirit of the West too, we kind of tackled it. It was pretty folky in the beginning, and then it kind of got back into the rock vein with the addition of, you know, Vince Dittrich and the drums and all that stuff. So yeah, it was an amazing journey, this musical journey I've been on.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's creativity with a capital C. There's absolutely no doubt about that. I'd like to go back to the album and play another track. Now, we're going to play one of the tracks that you wrote, but this actual track is going to be a co-write with Kelly Kessler. There are three other Linda McCrae tracks on the album that were also on Shadow Trails, but rather than band versions, these are just really stripped back, right?
Yeah. I kind of felt like somehow the songs just got a little lost in the production. I loved the production of the last record, but at the same time, I just felt like, you know, some of the actual intent of the song, those songs in particular, were lost a little bit. So I just decided to, you know, redo them for this record. So yeah, and Empty is a song that, as you mentioned, I wrote with my friend Kelly Kessler. She's an incredible potter here in Nashville, and she's a professor at the university in Murfreesboro teaching pottery right now, but she's also an incredible singer-songwriter. She's an incredible bluegrass guitar player. She managed a wonderful bluegrass artist here in Nashville by the name of Missy Raines.
Oh, she's great. Yeah, I love her.
She's really great. And Kelly is one of the people in Nashville that I write with quite a lot. We've got a bunch of new songs right now that I'm hoping, you know, will be on the next album. So yeah, it's just been really fun working with her. I sort of feel a real kindred spirit with her in the writing vein and other veins as well. She's just a really great person. Yeah, I love working with her.
Let's listen to that just now. This is Linda McCrae with Empty from her great new album, Going to the Well. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thank you.
door, no shine on the floor, no laughter anymore, empty, no one's looking for supper cooking, as forgotten as a local phone book. No porch light, no street light, just a place you pass by on the highway. Empty as a heart that can't afford a new start. Take a right, not a lived in house in sight. This town popped up overnight, empty. Once stood so proud, now left to fall down. A monument to credit him. No porch light, no street light, just a place you pass by on the highway. Empty as a heart that can't afford a new start. Empty, empty. Can't afford a new start. Empty, empty, empty.
That's Linda McCrae with Empty from her new album, Going to the Well. It's an interesting album because it's really stripped back, and as Linda mentioned early in the interview, she is our special guest on the show today. The way this happened was just things coming together, you know, the universe aligning, and she ended up recording this album at Denny Gauthier's wonderful studio in St. Thomas. The interesting thing about Empty, though, as well as being, you know, a Linda McCrae solo song, it also has Gerf Morlix on it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. My friend Gerf Morlix, I've known Josh. I played the Edmonton Folk Festival in 89 or 90 when I first joined Spirit, and I met him there. He was playing with Lucinda Williams, and we just became fast friends. He and his wife Brandy are wonderful folks, and he's such a talented producer and writer. He produced my second solo record, Crying Out Loud, it's called. Gurf has played on every album. I've had him play something on every album that I've, every solo record that I've produced. I called him up and asked him if he would mind adding a couple of things to two songs. As I meant, it is really stripped down, but he ended up adding a guitar, acoustic guitar track and a vocal to Empty and one other song on the record called Dimming of the Day, Richard Thompson cover that I just adore. And so, yeah, it's just been really great. We see each other a few times a year. He and his wife pass through here on their way up to their cottage in Ontario every June and then back in September on their way back to Austin. So
it's a great song. And certainly I remember chatting to Gurf back in the day about the fact that how he manages to balance his time with coming back to Ontario once a year to enjoy it. That's wonderful. Uh-huh. Let's talk about some of the other things that you're involved in, because as well as, you know, your solo work, you've also been playing. You mentioned Doug Cox's name earlier.
Yeah.
And you've been playing quite a bit with Doug in the last year or so. And you also, I think, played a gig with Bill Kirchen as well as Doug.
We did. The three of us played the Vancouver Music Festival just a month ago, I guess it was now. And oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I'm such a huge fan of Bill's. I recorded one of his songs on this record. I just think he's an incredible songwriter, and most people know him as a guitar player, you know, the Titan of the Telecaster. He's an original member of Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. And he's a great singer. He's a great guitar player, but he's also a really wonderful songwriter. And it was an honor for me to do that gig with him. I did another gig with him in Nashville a couple of years back too, was playing bass with him, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to continue that in the future. Because he's a super fella, really fun too. Really, really fun. So Doug and I are actually starting a duo as well. I'm heading up to his place on Vancouver Island in October. Tam, we're gonna record a duo record.
Oh, nice.
In the middle of October. I also have a group that I'm working with here in Nashville called Crossing the Caney, which are three players from a group that were really popular here in Nashville about 20 years ago. They were called the Cluster Pluckers. Their parties, I met them at a jam at their house. I was invited by some folks, some friends, mutual friends, people like Roland White, who used to play with Bill Monroe, and John Hartford used to hang out at their house, and Chet Atkins and Grandpa Jones. They're sort of royalty in the bluegrass country scene and are just sweet, sweet, sweet people. And Chris Ballinger and Dale Ballinger and Mark Howard is a wonderful guitar player. He was Cowboy Jack Clements' right-hand guitar player. He's actually just done some work on a new Nancy Griffiths record. So, yeah, it's just really been fun playing with them as well. It's like three-part harmony and lots of, you know, amazing music, mostly country and bluegrass standards so far. We're going to be doing some writing together as well at some point in the future when everybody has time to get together.
So do you think you'll also get in the studio as well then?
Oh, yeah. We actually have already been in the studio. We've got about, we just need about another couple of days. Mark, in the middle of the recording sessions, Mark sold his house with the studio. He had two places that he was renting, one house with the studio out. So he sold that whole place and he's going to be setting up a whole brand new studio. So we just have to hold our horses until he gets all set up again and gets going again as well. Yeah.
Well, I love hearing about how busy you are. That's just fantastic. Let's play another track from the album. You mentioned Bill Kirchen's name. The track of his that you put on the album is Man in the Bottom of the Well. And he plays guitar on it. And, you know, it really brings something extra to it, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. I had no idea what he was going to play on this song. I just wrote him and asked him if he could play some guitar and sing some Bee Gees. And he did, and it just, you know, it really elevated the whole song to a whole new level. Yeah, I just love the song so much.
You know, it's funny, but every time you mention Bee Gees, I think, oh, she's going to cover the Bee Gees on the next album. That, of course, is background vocals as well.
You never know.
Let's listen to that just now. This is Linda McCrae with The Man in the Bottom of the Well from her great new album, Going to the Well. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. That's Linda McCrae with her version of Bill Kirchen's Man in the Bottom of the Well from her new album. The new album is entitled Going to the Well. Linda's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're catching up with her down in Nashville. As she mentioned earlier in the interview, she has been, you know, touring around quite a bit. She's been teaching, I think, a lot this summer. Haven't you, Linda?
I have. I taught at 5 different music camps this past summer. One of them was on a 3-masted schooner off the coast of Maine.
Oh, I'd vote for that one.
Absolutely incredible. And it's booked again for next year, so stay tuned for that. We'll be sending out, you know, some notices about that. I actually have been booked for 3 songwriting workshops for next year as well. But yeah, I've been teaching at Smithers Guitar Camp in Smithers, BC for next year. Will be my 4th year, I believe. And then I taught at Arts Wells, Island Mountain Arts, this past July, the end of July, with the wonderful Dan Byrne. That was such an incredible experience. We had so much fun. Was a fan of his, but hadn't met him before. And he's just a joy to work with. So much fun. We had a great time. We had 20 students over the course of 5 days, and we worked their butts off. So it was really, really a lot of fun. The songwriting workshops, actually, James and I are doing workshops at home here, too. We have people come and spend 3 days and 4 nights with us, and I work with them one-on-one. on their songwriting, and they stay here. We show them around Nashville, and I cook them breakfast and lunch, and we take them out for dinner one night, show them the town, and then they're kind of on their own for the rest of the time if they want to work on their writing or go see the city or whatever they want to do. So that's been an incredible thing, too, and I'm just so grateful to have had those experiences. Before 2011, I had never done any teaching before. We were invited to be part of the Arts and Corrections Program at New Folsom Prison in California. And that's kind of how it all started. I started a writing workshop called Express Yourself Writing Workshops, working with at-risk youth and inmates and people going through detox. And we've worked with over 2,500 people now. It's just been a tremendous gift. I'm loving it so much. It's so much fun. And I get as much as the students do from, I learn something new every workshop I do. It's just wonderful. I love it.
It sounds like a natural fit. I mean, not just the fact that you have huge amounts of experience, but you're obviously, you know, one of the things I love about your live performances is even when you're playing solo is how comfortable you are with the audience. You build rapport really fast. I mean, not everybody has that. And I think that really must help you.
I think that's one of the reasons why the workshops work so well. My husband, James Whitmire, does the workshops with me, not the songwriting ones, but the writing workshops in the facilities. People there really relate to him. He's celebrating his 32nd sobriety birthday this year. And a lot of people are going through similar issues that he went through in his early life as well. So they really relate to him. He has a wonderful story and a great rapport as well. So, you know, I think we're able to build trust and comfort basically, I really try and create a safe space for people, whether it's at my live shows or in the classroom workshops as well. Really important to me, in the writing situations, sometimes we uncover a lot of really heavy, pretty tricky situations. And it's just, if people feel comfortable enough to be able to share that stuff, it really makes a big difference in how far they go into the subject matter. And, you know, that's why it's just so important to me to try and create a safe space. But yeah, it's got to be fun as well.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's a really enriching experience for you, but you're obviously helping these people, you know, through some really difficult times.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm trying, yeah. You know, we always suggest that there's a psychologist or someone available at the facilities because the workshops, the writing stuff can bring things up for people, and I definitely don't want to leave somebody in a worse situation than they were when they came in. So, yeah. So it's really important to me that the opportunity is there if they need to talk to someone afterwards. That is provided.
I'd like to talk about live performance, but before we get there, I do want to give you a chance just to talk about the Escape to Create Residency that you did as well, because I think some interesting things came out of that, didn't there?
Yeah. Escape to Create is an artist residency that is held in Seaside, Florida, in the Panhandle. There's two intakes. One is in January, six people in January and six people in February. And it's run by six women who live in that area. Wonderful, wonderful women. Marsha Dowler is kind of the brainchild behind the whole thing. I actually found out about it through a fellow here, Tommy Womack, who's a wonderful artist here in Nashville. He had been posting about the residency on his website, and that's how I found out about it. So I applied. I did one in 2015, and then I did another one in February of this year. And in 2015, most of the songs that I wrote then came out on my last album, or my most recent album. I don't like to say my last album. That's always tempting fate. But on the Shadow Trail album, about eight of the songs from that album were written during that residency. And this residency, I decided to try and create a stop motion animation video. So I had a whole month in Seaside, Florida with my own house, a small stipend every week. And the inspiration, there's six people in total. There were an artist, a writer from Croatia, and a sax player from California, an incredible visual artist from Kansas City, and just from all over the place. We would all get together for a weekly dinner and just discuss how things were going and, you know, what our challenges and what our joys were and all that kind of thing. It's incredibly inspiring. So I used my time there to create a stop motion animation video for the song Long Shadow Trail, which will be coming out probably in a month. I pretty much finished it, but there was a couple of things that I wanted to change around a bit too. So I'm just working a little bit on that.
And that'll be about the same time the album comes out, right?
Yeah.
Because the album is scheduled for early October.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, no.
October 1st.
That's
yeah.
great. Yeah. Now, you're also going to be on tour. I think you're back in Canada on tour in November.
That's right.
That's going to be interesting because it's not just you. You're bringing some people along with you.
Yeah. Well, it's my friend Barry Payne and Denny. Gautier, we've got 7 shows, I think, booked in November. The dates will be up on my website. We're ending it off at Hughes Room in Toronto. But yeah, it's going to be really fun. We're going to be doing, Denny will be joining me on my set, and they'll be doing a lot of their own stuff solo, I believe. Barry may bring one other person. I'm not sure. We haven't totally talked about what the whole shows are going to be, what they're going to look like yet. But the dates are booked, and yeah, and then I'm doing some more stuff in February on the west coast of Canada as well, and then down through the states to California. We're going heading back down to New Folsom Prison to do some workshops then as well. So,
oh, it sounds great. And if you want to get the dates, now currently there are dates in Hamilton, Stratford, Hensel, London, and Toronto in the November tour. And as Linda mentioned, she'll be heading out west in early 2020, but go to lindamcrae.com and you can probably, can you sign up for your mailing list? Keep up to date with everything?
Oh, you can. Yes. Yeah. There's a sign up right on the first page there. Yes.
Yeah, that's so. Right. So you can keep up with everything to do with Linda McCrae. And I got a bit that, you know, Barry James Payne, Denny Gautier, Linda McCrae on the same bill. That sounds like that's going to be a wonderful night of live music.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to have to find some song that we can all do at the end too.
Oh, be back into the Bowie catalog, I guess.
Well, yeah, possibly. That might be part of my show, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, no, that's great.
That we can all join in on.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. We're going to finish with another song from the album, and you know, I was caught in two minds because I thought, well, I really want to play Long Shadow Trail because it's great, but people, I will have to wait. It will appear on Folk Roots Radio another day. But we're going to play your version of Richard Thompson's Dimming of the Day. It is the end of the interview, and it is a beautiful song. You mentioned earlier that this is a song you really love.
Well, it's interesting. I was in London, gosh, it was ages ago. I can't even remember. It must have been 79. And there was a band there called Any Trouble playing.
Oh, my God. I used to love Any Trouble.
Yeah.
Clive Gregson's band.
Clive Gregson.
Oh, my God. What a fabulous singer.
Yeah. Well, they did this song. And I just went, oh, my God, what an incredible song. And then I discovered that it was actually a Richard Thompson song. And, you know, when we were just going through some things, I said to Denny, hey, I love this song. I haven't played this in ages. And we just got the lyrics off the internet and I started playing it and I just can't believe it turned out really well. And it was, again, it was total serendipity. I just had didn't really have a plan to put it on the record, but loved the way it turned out. So I love everything about this song, everything it says. The melody. Richard Thompson is just such he's everybody's, you know, guitar player, but he's a wonderful singer-songwriter. I just love what he does. And I want to thank you so much, Jan, for doing this. You're such a wonderful interviewer. And I want everybody out there to know that Jan has just been honored with the Estelle Klein Award, which is a huge, tremendous honor. So congratulations on that. And thank you again. I just really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I was blown away to find out I was getting the Estelle Klein Award this year, because I love what I do, you know, and all our lives have different roads. And, you know, the fact that I get to do this all the time now, it is very much my labor of love. But I love being able to talk to people like you. It's just
likewise.
An absolute pleasure.
Thank you. So
Linda
much.
McCrae has a wonderful new album out. It's entitled Going to the Well. We're going to finish with her version of Richard Thompson's Dimming of the Day. And remember, she will be on tour in Ontario in November. Thanks again, Linda.
Thank you, Jan.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in a river of my own tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway. Dimming of the day, you pull me like the moon pulls on the tide. You know just where I keep my better side. Tear our souls apart, a broken promise or a broken heart. When all the bonny birds have heart. When